This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening.
Hello.
Candy was busy applying
some... I put some lipstick.
...lipstick on. We are here. Welcome
here.
To Access All Areas.
What a day.
What a day. You have been
what
all over
night.
The place today.
I know, it's been very busy, Lizzie.
You started your day on Good Morning Britain, then you did some talk radio. You've been all over the place.
I did talk radio, Good Morning Britain. I did most of my jobs before 7 a.m.
Yeah, I have to say.
No, it was early. It was early bird. Yeah.
You were out there talking about the women.
Grid girls.
Yeah, the grid girls. So the women on the Formula One thing that they are now planning on banning. Right?
It's appalling.
Why do you think that? Why? Why is it appalling?
Because they've lost their jobs. I've had them crying on the phone to me.
You know all the grid girls?
Oh, well, I know a few of them. A few of their mothers. I used to be one.
Did you?
Yes, for nearly 5 years. I had great fun. I met Aunt Senna, all my heroes. It was fun. It was all girls together, loads of fun. We were looked after very well. No funny business.
Yeah.
No one harassed us.
I used to be forced to watch a lot of Formula One as a child because my parents are very much into it.
Oh, did you not like it?
No, boring. Next.
Well, it's fun when you're there...
Heterosexual.
Lots of,
yeah.
Racing drivers. But listen, it's caused a hoo-ha, obviously.
It certainly
but
has.
I think it's really sad. They've lost their jobs. They've lost a lot of their income.
I don't disagree with you, to be honest.
Even Bernie Eccleston agrees with me. So take that. And I'm actually going to start to protest to get them back.
Well, how are you going to protest?
You wait and see, my darling.
Oh, God, you're going to be wearing a thing outside Parliament or something, aren't you?
Darling.
Wearing a racing outfit.
Darling! I've got Bernie behind me.
Eccleston.
I better rephrase
that. Oh, yeah, I was going to say. So, lucky Bernie.
No, honestly, I am genuinely quite appalled by it. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be Year of the Women. Huh? What? Let's all take their jobs away.
Who said it's Year of the Woman?
Everyone. It's a century, isn't it?
Century of the Woman, not Year of the Woman. Okay, yeah, fine. Well, we have a spectacular show lined up. Literally, we are jam-packed with guests tonight, aren't we? Oh, blimey.
Yes.
That was the right
echo. Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
First of all, we have Ginuwine on the phone, fresh from Celebrity Big Brother, getting him to talk about his relationship with Ashley.
I was quite sad when he went out. I liked him.
Yeah, do you know what? We were actually... Yeah, I was as well, yeah. I have to
and
say.
We got Jay James.
The very handsome Jay James from X Factor. Then we have Charlie King on the phone.
Oh, I love Charlie King.
Very handsome man. And then we also have Ashleen in the studio.
Ashleen. Well, she's giving us her real, true... I mean, she's not... You know, she says it to them straight.
She really does. She does not...
She does not mince her own words.
Beat around the bush, mince her words.
She doesn't mince her words. And she's going to tell us what she really thinks of CBB this year.
Who?
I mean, I've actually kind of enjoyed it. I was with Amanda Barry today.
Oh, you were?
And I just adore her.
You do?
But I think it was... quite hard work.
I think that I really liked Amanda Barry until she had a go at Courtney. I was a little bit upset.
Yeah, but you've
got
to understand, Stephen, you're in like this hot pressure cooker and it is crazy. But and he was harping on, but he was a bit getting a bit too political at times.
Yes, but I think that he's right.
Yeah,
without people fighting for gay rights, Amanda would never been able to get married. And Anne Widdecombe is the kind of person that would have stopped gay marriage happening.
Can I tell you, Anne Widdecombe once kissed me and said I was very pretty. Kissed me on the lips.
Wow.
I'm just telling you that. That was a long time ago.
Lesbian rumours.
I did a rally at Parliament. You know, I'm a bit political. I can get a bit political.
Yeah, UKIP.
You say with your Obama hat. I'm not UKIP. Get off that wagon.
Friend of Farage.
Corbyn.
Right, shall we get our first guest on the line?
Oh, I love him. Ginuwine.
He is on the phone.
Is he here?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you? Great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Ginuwine is in the house. I loved you. Our celebrity.
Love you back.
Honestly, I thought you were so lovely. Just a very lovely person.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to keep it my name, Ginuwine. So.
Ginuwine.
That is true.
Very true.
I stay that way.
How did you find it in there? I mean, was it what you expected?
It was definitely something new for me to do, and that's one of the reasons why I did it. You know, you can get caught up so much in your own life that you forget that there's other lives that, you know, are, you know, on the people experience on a daily basis that maybe you need to open up to and just learn from. And so that's what I did, and I was happy that I did it.
Have you ever had an experience like that before?
Never. There's no experience like the Big Brother House experience. I've never given up my phone and
I know. Yeah. I wouldn't give up mine. I'd get arrested.
TV, and then sleep in a room with people that I don't know and take a shower in front of people that I don't know. Like, yeah. That was like, I mean, that was just something different for me. So,
of course.
You know, and girls, you didn't know, hugging you, trying to kiss you.
I mean, I kind of knew, but I was just like, okay, it's different once you get in.
Yes, I bet. Well, and obviously, there, you know, we got to watch a kind of blossoming. I don't know if we can call it a relationship with Ashley. She's now out. Have you seen her?
Yes, I've definitely seen her.
Oh,
woo! What part of her did you see?
God, hilarious. Yeah, we definitely talked. We hung out, you know, and you know that's what I've always said. It's about what goes on and how things prosper outside the house, not inside the house.
Of course. So things are prospering. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, interesting. I'm glad to hear this. Maybe a lot of people maybe on the outside were a bit skeptical, I would say, when they saw it.
Yeah, they were
it.
Saying it wasn't quite true, but quite genuine.
Oh, yeah, I think people will always say stuff like that because they're looking too far into it as far as it being a TV show and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you're in a house and you do make that connection with someone, you don't want it just to be for the house if it's legit or genuine. You want it to be for something that's going to be after the house and everything. So, not only with Ashley personally, I've created a friendship with Malika, created a friendship with Dan, Johnny, and Jess, and John. So those are the people that I intend to stay in contact with.
You didn't say Anne, I noticed.
Well, Anne is in a class all by herself. And, you know, we definitely love Anne, but, you know, like the connections were the connections, and those are the people that I really want to stay in contact with.
Have you seen what's happened since in the house?
Yeah, I've watched every day as much as I could.
So what do you make of all this drama around Courtney and the gay rights issue and the battle between them, really?
I didn't really hear anything bad about it. It clued me in.
They were saying that, you know, everyone kind of ganged up on Shane / Courtney when they were talking about gay rights and stuff, and it basically felt a bit unfair.
I think a lot of people can take things out of proportion. I feel like everybody is you know, their own person, and I think that at the end of the day, everyone is, you know, should have their rights, period. Whether you're gay, straight, black, white, Asian, whatever, everyone has rights, and you must abide by them and appreciate them and respect them. So if he took it like that, I think it was on him to go do exactly what he did and have a conversation. That's what grown-ups do, and then let the chips fall where they may. But I don't believe anyone ganged up on him. I think people always have an opinion, and if they say it and people can take it the wrong way, well, people will start to, you know, say little things that may not even be what it was or whatever. So you just got to take it on the chin, as we say, and you can't always cry about it.
No, of course.
Everybody has their own preferences. Everybody has their way of dealing with things.
Yeah. Mm.
If you don't like the way people are dealing with you and how they deal with you, don't be around them, period. Yeah.
But did you feel, for you, because I really love Shane, but did you feel he was on his soapbox a bit, got a bit too political, he went on a bit too much?
Yeah, I think sometimes you can try to force your will and your thoughts on other people, and they're going to strike back, because if that's not where they're at, they're not going to agree or whatever, but they will respect you like you should. Everybody deserves respect. And, you know, if that's not where they are, well, let them be where they are and keep them there. But you don't have to continue to push your views on someone else, because a lot of people, especially people that are seasoned, I like to say, and when I say that, I mean older age, they're pretty much set in their ways. So as long as they respect you and they don't disrespect you, let them think how they're going to think, because you're not going to be able to change them at all, period.
No, I agree.
It's true.
So what will be happening with you and Ashley now? Will she go to the States with you? What's going to happen? Are you going to spend a bit more time with her here?
I don't know. We just be talking, and you know, we just try to make sure that, you know, it's something that, you know, we can talk about, and mm-hmm. friends first. I think any relationship that you have, you should be friends first. And
I agree.
Mm.
You should always.
But I don't do that with my friends. You were kissing her.
Well, we know we have to. We know we don't have much time. You do anyone. So, just final thing. Who do you want to win?
Hold on. I want you to talk to somebody.
Oh no! Hello.
Oh, Ash!
Hi.
Well done. You did so well, Ash.
He's laughing on the foot. He was like, I'm just going to pass you
you're
over.
You're together. Oh, you little mint.
Yeah, so you're together right now.
We are.
Oh.
How long have you been together?
Well, we're trying to just spend time together before
so
he goes.
Sweet.
An overnight stay?
Pajama party.
No, we were in the Big Brother house last night.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. It's nice because he's my friend anyway, you know. So we had such a good time in the house.
It was nice chemistry. It was lovely to see you both get on so well. Because usually in Celebrity Big Brother, everyone's arguing. It was nice to see you getting on.
Mm.
Yeah, he was just like a rock in the house, and it was like a nice unexpected thing, I think, to have someone in there with who you have chemistry with.
Yes.
But mainly, you know, it was like me, him, Malika. It was just really nice to have that, because before I came in, I was worried that I wouldn't even have one friend. So to have like him, Malika, Jess, and then obviously like someone to be able to... Wayne.
And we love Wayne. And really one special friend, potentially.
Yeah, well... Yeah, it was a nice surprise to...
It was a nice surprise to us to hear your voice.
A nice surprise to find someone I'm attracted to. I wasn't expecting it. And I think that's what I kept bringing it up. I was like, I just didn't want any form of, like, showmance or anything. But I think it came across as genuine, because it was.
It did. I mean, at the beginning, people were thinking it wasn't real. But then slowly you could see it was real. It was genuine. Genuine. It really was. Oh, well, we wish you both the real best. And whatever happens, friends or lovers, whatever happens, it's fantastic. We're very pleased for you at FUBA. And you both did so well, I have to say. Really enjoyed watching you.
Thanks for the nice words. I'm going to pass you back to him.
Okay, thank you.
Not bad for an old man, huh?
Oh, you're a little minx, aren't you? Keeping that up your sleeve.
Hey.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying each other's company, Genuine. I'm very glad.
No, it's sweet. It's made us all smile here. I'm not usually shocked, but I'm shocked then.
Yeah, I figured that would surprise y'all. We just went out for pizza, so I figured, you know, since I'm talking to y'all, let me just pass the phone to her.
I'm impressed.
I love that.
Thank you very much, Genuine.
Listen, loads of love to you both, and done. You both did really well in there. Really enjoyed watching you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And hopefully, tell me when I'm to buy my hat for this wedding. Okay. I need the hat. Okay?
Definitely. I got you.
Awesome. Right. Thank you very much, Genuine.
Okay. Bless.
Cheers.
Bye. Okay. Well, I'm never normally, you know, lost for words, but I was then.
You were then.
Didn't expect that.
Let's have a little chat off air. Should we play a bit of Kylie Minogue in the meantime?
Well, okay. Go on. Let's play it. I want to talk.
No one wants to stay at home. Nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever want to stop. I'm gonna give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? Can't stand still. Won't slow down. When I go out, I wanna go out dancing tonight. When I go out, I wanna go out dancing tonight. I wanna go out dancing. I wanna go out. I wanna go out. a story. Let it be a blaze of glory, burning bright, never fade away. When the final curtain falls, we can say we did it all. The never ending of a perfect day. Can't stand still, I won't slow down.
Kaplan joins me in the studio.
Hello.
You've done a lot of exciting tours. You've toured with Rag & Bone Man.
Yeah, and then the last night we had a big bit of a party.
A banger. What did you do?
Kind of had a couple of drinks behind stage. Carol Vorderman came back.
Are you joking?
I was doing shots with Carol Vorderman and I toured. It was great.
You were about to tell me that it was low key and you were doing shots with Carol Vorderman. Right.
Yeah, we're just trying to, because she came to like two or three of the shows and so she was in my dressing room and I walked in and I was like, the fuck is Carol Vorderman doing?
She's here to give you a maths exam.
I just hit myself on my knee.
Oh, you're so excited about Carol.
Yeah, welcome to the legend.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We are back. Thanks very much, Kylie Minogue, for the little interlude there.
I've got the most handsome man I think ever we've had in the studio.
Very handsome, he is.
Oh, steady on.
Hello, Jay James.
Hello.
Jay James.
Hello. How you doing?
All the James.
Good. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Yeah, no. I'm all the better for today, really, because we've announced the tour.
Amazing.
Yeah. Come on, tour. Come on.
Come on.
No, I'm really excited. So,
what dates are you doing? When is it?
So it starts in April and I'm heading out all over the UK with Alexander O'Neill.
Which is really good fun.
Yeah, he's a big beast of a man, but he's a puppy dog.
He
he's amazing.
He was on Celebrity Big Brother, and I've met him a couple of times, and he's so nice. What a lovely guy.
Honestly, he's lovely. I met him a couple of years ago, actually, with the idea of writing for him and doing some producing. And the minute I met him, I was like, this guy is just so warm and lovely. You know, he's great. So, and then we've been contacting each other ever since. And then he said, do you fancy coming doing a couple of dates last year? And then I did a date and he was like, do you fancy coming on tour? I was like, absolutely.
Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
Now, most people will know you, of course, from your time on X Factor.
Yeah.
That was a funny yes.
What year was that?
2014.
Yeah, 14. Three years ago, thank you.
It was actually the last series of X Factor that I properly watched.
Oh. Did you? Shame on
no,
you.
No, but can I tell you?
Shame on
no,
you.
No, I should admit that.
You were a big hit. They all loved you.
Big hit with the ladies.
It went really, really well. Do you know what? I was so blessed. I had no idea what I was walking into. If I'm completely honest, I had no idea. And you sort of go on there and you just think, oh, genuinely, I'll give it a go. I've been in music for maybe six, 7 years. Released a major album, with a record label. You know, it didn't go to plan, to be honest with you. Back and forth from the States, I ended up working with some amazing people. And then the idea of where's the industry at the moment, the music industry, do you go independent? Do you try and do the same situation to a major again? Because that didn't work first time. And I thought, you know what? There's people like Beyoncé, there's people like Coldplay, there's people like James Arthur, coming out of the X Factor, using it for the incredible platform it is to be in front of amazing people all around the UK and the world. Give it a go, just give it a try. And do you know what? It was amazing. It was a brilliant, brilliant experience. And what you don't anticipate, honestly, is you go on there with the idea, with your ambition of what you want to try and do in music. And then the minute your audition is aired, it then becomes the ambition of like thousands of people around the UK and the world, because
they connect with you.
They do. And you don't anticipate that, to be honest with you, because you're just in your own bubble. You're just trying to do your own thing. So still to have the support from that 3 years ago, I've got no right to be honest with you. I don't know what they're doing. But I'm really, really blessed. And it's really cool. Today, I've put on my album on pre-order on pledgemusic.com.
Wow.
So it enables me to make an album independently as an artist, the album that I want to make, and hopefully it's an album that people want to listen to. So, yeah, it's really cool.
No, you've got the most beautiful voice. I remember
it.
It is so gorgeous. I mean, and a lot of people actually, because I know them all at X Factor, as you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say, oh, it's all set up, it's fake.
They rush the bullshit.
But you've really got to do those auditions and go from the beginning and go through it all and wait and hang around for Simon to turn up on time. It's hard work.
It's bullshit. Do you know, that's not bullshit. It's bullshit. It's not fixed. It's not a lot of people.
No.
And honestly, I thought it was. I went on there thinking, I'm sure it's fixed. I'm sure it's fixed. And you go through certain situations where you go, fucking hell, it's not. It's not here. That, you know, people, this is real, and you've got to do everything that you can, you know, in order to you know, come across how you want to come across, and that's being yourself.
Mm.
And that's the hardest thing, because what it comes from is it's a TV show. It's an incredible platform to bring out music and make music stars, but also they're making TV as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, you've got to try and be as true to yourself as you possibly can, enjoy the process, and then remember at the end of it, you know, you've got to try and do what you want to do. Because I think a lot of people come off of it and they lose themselves a little bit, and then they get lost in this, like, you're a celebrity. You're not a celebrity. You know, people know who you are, but you've got a lot of proving to do.
To transform that from one thing to another it's hard.
It is.
It's not an easy step up.
It's not. And there's no, you know, you've got no right, you know, you've got no given right other than anyone else just because you've been on TV.
Yeah.
You know, very much on the opposite. Now you've got more to prove.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you are, in essence, you know, I went from making an album, which took me 5 years to make my debut album, you know, and then, you know, I'm getting all my thoughts and my music right in the back room, and it took years to do that. And then ultimately, as soon as you're on a show like that, you spend, you know, half an hour, 20 minutes, you get one time on stage, and then you're in front of 10 million people making the mistakes.
Yeah. So, and it's all cover versions. They're not even like your songs,
well,
are they?
But you know, and do you know what? That's one of the biggest things as well. That's one of my things that I was really scared about, is singing other people's music. Because I generally thought, you know, as an artist, I'm a bit, you know, am I good enough? You know, because we'll bump into 10, 15 people that is just as good as you and better. You know, and I always thought to myself, as an artist, I can write, I know what I want to say, I know what I want to do, and I can sing all right, you know. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when you go on a show like that, everyone can sing really, really well.
Yeah.
Or the majority of people can sing really, really well, and they've got much as an opportunity and a right to do well as you or anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to try and stand out, and you've got to try and take those opportunities, and ultimately, when the show ends, you're back to zero and you've got to go again. And, you know, I'm really excited about this next stage now, going back on tour, touring the UK, meeting people.
Alexander O'Neill.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's great. He's a legend. You know, he's a legend.
And so what have you been doing in the meantime? You've been making music, you've been writing.
Well, it took me a little while. I mean, actually, after the show, I toured the UK and Ireland with the show. And then, you know, there's an element of the celebrity side of things, which, you know, you get sort of drawn down. But I felt like I wanted to stay still. I feel like I wanted to almost step backwards to try and find music again, because, you know, I love, you know, don't get me wrong, it's a privilege to be photographed and be asked for selfies and then do this. But I kind of felt that my place was more to be in the studio and getting my thoughts right, getting my music right. You know, because there's one thing, and I kind of tried to explain it the other day to someone, that, you know, to be on the X Factor and come off the X Factor, it doesn't give you the right to do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, people don't really care, I think, you know, nowadays. But
there are a lot of people that do the show, aren't there?
They are. But what people do care about is what they're doing in their life, what's going on in their life, and what happens there. But, you know, what real artists do is give them that form of escapism, whether they're off the X Factor or whatever they're doing. And that's ultimately the artist I want to be, you know. So,
a lovely way of thinking.
Really lovely.
Refreshing. How refreshing, my darling.
And that very rarely happens these
days. It does. But, and can I ask you, do you think the X Factor has still got legs? Because when you were in it, the ratings were, well, terrifically good. But now they've seemed to drop, and people are saying it's lost its sort of mojo. How are you feeling?
What are we going to do without it? Not from a cheesy point of view, you know, and not from the fact that it's great entertainment, because it is, and people still love it. But, you know, what other platforms are there for musicians and aspiring artists to go on to. There's no Top of the Pops. There's no, you know, radio is really
FUBA
hard
radio,
to get into.
FUBA Radio! FUBA!
Yeah, no, but it is.
Yeah,
that, isn't
you're
it?
Very
it's,
true.
It's radio, it's really regional true. Radio. So for as long as there is people to go on the shows and want to make dreams and want to make music, like, let's keep it moving.
Keep doing
and
keep
Jay,
it going.
You're living the dream.
I am, yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? I'm doing a bit of radio now as well. I love it. I absolutely love
good,
it.
Good, that's really nice to hear, no, honestly. It's nice.
It's great. I do Forces Radio BFBS three times
now,
a week.
You?
Yeah, and you know, what I loved about it is, you know, when I'm not making music, I'm playing it out on the radio. And what's more, I think what you do as a broadcaster and what you guys do as well is you kind of, you take the world, you observe it, and then you stick it in your own creative filter. And then through the microphone, you express it out. And it's just like songwriting. It's just
yeah,
like performing.
Probably is
and,
a bit.
You know, and it's
yeah.
great because you get to connect with lots of different
you
people.
Sound like
it's
a songwriter.
Great.
I'm like, Paul McCartney.
Lizzie, you are a songwriter.
I am,
you
darling.
There's a single in you. Yeah, I know it.
She keeps talking about doing Eurovision, but
I
you
want
know.
To do Eurovision. I could sing, you know.
JJ,
you and me.
I would love to hear that.
I did a musical.
Yes, you did.
It got 4 out of 5 in the Gay Times.
Yes, good.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah,
Jay,
Evening awesome. Standard gave me 2.
Thank you so much for coming
Jay,
in.
Jay, we
it's
love
pleasure.
You and
thank
really
you
best
me.
Of luck with the tour. We are going to come and see you.
Thank you so much. Make sure you do London Palladium.
I would love that.
Get in there quick. It's well, you're on the list anyway, but the 24th, I've got to mention it out because the 24th yes. of April is the date we're doing the London Palladium and it's nearly already sold out.
Wow.
So,
let's
yeah,
go.
Please
we're going.
Get amongst
it. Alexander. I'm
Alexander.
Coming to see you though, baby.
Yeah. Oh, darling.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Great
Thank
to see you.
Guys.
Cheers.
Later. Bye.
ever. I love that track.
It's a good song, isn't it? I've just been informed.
Yes, what?
That we have a child listener this evening, so no more swearing. Hello, Hugo.
Hi, Hugo. Hi, Derek.
My gorgeous nephew and my dad are listening as well. So,
Daddy Derek.
But right. We do have our next guest on the phone. We are just ploughing through them tonight. So do I. Very nice guy.
I love him more than
lovely
you.
Guy. Hello, Charlie King.
Good evening, you two. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Charlie.
Yes, sweetheart.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too. I'm so sorry I didn't get to your birthday bash.
Yeah, I know.
There'll be another one soon.
I was 31.
Hey, you look incredible right now. I've just got to say, the pictures I see of you in America recently look amazing.
Oh, Charlie, you're so kind. Thank you, darling. Mate, it's because I follow you, your workouts, keeping this body fit.
Hey, thank you very much. Stevie, you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. It's really great to hear from you.
And Charlie, I've got a friend, a very well-known friend, who's quite in love with you, but I'll tell you off air.
Oh, yeah, please.
So I'm going to match you up. But I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Charlie, darling, how are things? Tell me.
Things are great. I've been busy. I had a really good year last year in the end. Like, it all kind of came together from like the last time I saw you. Obviously, I've got the opportunity to do this new MTV show, which is out now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is amazing, and I'm really enjoying being part of that.
Yeah, tell us about that. It's with Vicky Patterson, isn't it?
So, yeah, Vicky is fronting it. It's her show. It's called X on the Beach Body SOS. It's on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on MTV. And every week we're following two individuals on a transformation journey. And we've got a 12-weeker and a 10-weeker. So one person requires that little bit more time to kind of achieve their transformation. And it's just a really lovely feel-good show. And when they asked me to get involved, I thought it was just perfect for me because obviously I've been on my own journey, and I've really kind of mastered this whole thing about kind of like attitude when it comes to exercise and lifestyle.
Yeah, and you've obviously had an amazing transformation yourself over the years.
You kind of reinvented yourself, didn't you, after Towie, in a way? Because you
in a roundabout way, yes,
in a roundabout way,
yeah. Which has worked, and obviously people responded to it. So now the fact that I've been there, done it, studied it, went and got the T-shirt, if you like, it just felt right that I could then use my knowledge and experience to then help individuals that they gave me. And they've given me some really nice people to work with, and it's really a lovely, lovely show. I'm really proud of what they achieved, and you're going to get to see my episode. It comes out on Wednesday, is my first episode coming next Wednesday.
I'm going to watch you, and I'm going to put it in slow motion.
Do you know what I really like about you, Charlie? And this is quite rare. You are always very grateful for the opportunities that you get. I feel like you always have it in sight, and people can tell that about you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know, at the end of the day, I was saying this to someone earlier. You've just got to be so real to the fact that TV and this industry is very, very tough and it's cutthroat.
It's fake and it's phony.
It really can be. When you get the opportunity to come through and you get to do something of quality and substance like what I think this show is, I had to sort of chump at it, you know, like it was amazing. And I really am grateful and I hope it's a success. And I think, you know, the ratings are great and I think, you know, there'll be more to come and I'm really happy to be involved in it.
And what's Vicky like?
Vicky's lovely. Like, I hadn't really had much
pet.
To do with her.
Do you like my accent?
That was
Newcastle.
Crap.
Say it again.
I hate pet. No,
okay.
Rubbish.
You know,
rubbish.
Nice to you, but not the best.
No, actually, I know Vicky. She's very lively and friendly, isn't she?
She's very. Yeah, I mean, I'd never worked with her before, so to meet her, and she actually is really on her A game. She knows her stuff. She's great on camera, and she's got a very relatable, likable way with her, especially with like the individuals that we've worked with on the show. So. To actually get the opportunity to work alongside her. She gets it. She's transformed herself.
Yeah, she
and
has.
She's changed her lifestyle.
It's all good.
It's really good. And so, again, she's a great example of someone that's kind of wanted to make a change in their life and has done. So
Yeah definitely.
But listen, Charlie, you were in 55, because I watched every one of them, episodes of The Only Way is Essex.
Really?
Now, I watched every one. And, I mean, did that transform your life? Did you... I mean, do you ever think about going back in it?
Do to be honest, I mean, obviously, I did show my face a few times last year.
With Gemma, yeah.
With Gemma.
I went back to sort her out a little bit, and then I came back later on in the year. I saw you had Ricky in the other day, is that right?
Oh, I love Ricky. Yeah,
Ricky's a good boy.
Ricky's lovely. Is he going back?
Is he doing anything?
Oh, well, actually, he wants to. Do you know what? I know a little something, but I'll tell you off air. But Ricky Raymond, there are big things for Ricky.
Okay.
I helped him out a little bit after the show. Oh, and he can sing, you know. He can sing.
Do you know what? He's got talent. He's a lovely boy. He's got charisma. And he's nice.
You
know, I've always had time for Ricky. But a Towie for me, look, I think that for where I'm at right now, I probably am on a bit of a different path.
Mm.
I love the show. I do think they've done the right thing culling the sort of deadwood in the show that they have. I genuinely do.
Right.
I think it was losing its aspirational sort of side to it.
Do you think it kind of lost it when sort of the Mark Wrights went and it kind of started changing?
I just think it's like anything. The more it goes on, the more diluted something gets. Yeah. And the show originally was so, like, everyone watched it because they all wanted to kind of be like the people on it. And I think that there was an element of even me. I looked at Mark Wright at one time. I was like, I'd love to be like him. He's a super cool guy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it kind of lost it. And I think that there's still potential for it to regain some of its kind of aspirational value that it had. But I honestly think that just how other formats come through and how things have their day, I think it's at the point where it really needs to sort of shape up, otherwise it will lose its spark.
Yeah,
yes.
I think you're right.
But Charlie, I'm so glad you're still sparkling, even more so, and I've got lovely news for you, so I'll call you after the show.
I think I know what's happening.
You have no idea.
Okay, we'll talk another time. Charlie, thanks so much for being
Charlie,
on the show.
Lovely to hear your little voice. I've missed you.
Thank you so much, and please check out the show at 8 PM on Wednesdays, MTV. Yeah?
Right, we're watching MTV.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck, Charlie. Speak to you later.
Lots of love. Take care. Bye.
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 I'll admit, I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved.
Charlie Puth.
My favourite.
You got your favourite on. And we now have our favourite in the studio.
She's here at last. Woo! And I love her.
Aisling
is in the house.
She is fresh in the studio. How are you, Aisling?
I'm very good, and we are now live on my Instagram.
Hello, Aisling's Instagram.
Hi, baby.
Let's get us top line.
Yes, that's what we want.
I'll get your boobs out.
I'd never do such a thing.
To be fair, I am surrounded by boobs at the minute.
It is a battle of the boobs in here.
I was just filming the ceiling. So sorry, guys.
Hi, darling.
Follow me, at Stephen Lang on Instagram.
Now,
Aisling, it's great to have you
she's
in here.
You're looking incredible. The body is insane.
Well, thank you very much. I think that's
I've got boob envy.
Well, that's I was going to say that's Christmas cooking, but it's not. That's just
it's
doctor,
February now,
doctor cooking.
You know, like they've been stuffed slightly.
But
like,
my whole body's been stuffed. I can't believe that.
No,
you're
the boobs
that
look. No,
oh,
the
no,
boobs
that's
are looking
bras,
good.
Two bras, darling. Two bras.
Oh, is that what it is?
Tricks of the trade, darling.
Darling, I love it.
Now you've been getting a lot of press attention at the minute for all the controversial things you're saying about Big Brother.
I love it.
Oh, well, darling.
You are Anne Widdecombe's biggest fan. Who would have ever thought you'd say that?
I know. But do you know what it is, guys? I recognise so much of my mother in Anne.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, darling.
Oh, we're just having a little wine pass.
That's a true friend. Okay.
Thank you. That is a true friend.
That's a true friend.
So, yeah, so why are people phoning me? Go away. I recognise so much of my mum in Anne, just the religious side and the stark sort of strictness of her. But I find her a fascinating character, and I really, truly believe, and I've said this from the beginning, the longer she stays in there, the more she'll bend and understand that reality isn't what it was 100 years ago.
That's
no offence, Anne.
She has got dinosaur views, though, hasn't she?
But so did my mum. That's why I have empathy. But my mum was like... You know, I don't know if faghag is the wrong thing to say, but she was the biggest faghag.
Yeah.
She was. Like, she was best friends with Boy George, and then she found religion and just, it takes over.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I will tell you this. You see Anne sitting there rolling her eyes and acting like she can't get involved, and then you see her foot tap into that Lady Gaga, don't you? Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And I loved her when she did the little wild thing. Did you see it in the leopard skin?
Yes.
She was
wow. So it's not that
I
feel really strong about this. It's not that I love her. You know what? I do rate her for just being totally believes in and that's it. But I just, I feel sorry for her a bit because she hasn't got a clue.
Yeah, but she's a virgin, isn't she?
She's
a virgin. And she's got
big boobs.
She lives with a pussy.
What a waste.
No, she has a pussy. She lives with a pussy. She told me that. She does.
She plays with her pussy and she's a virgin. Wow.
Well, no, but the interesting thing with Anne is, I mean, I disagree with her. Yes. Darling, we know. I disagree with her on every possible political ground that we can. But I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just feel like
she's endearing.
I wonder if maybe this exposure, like you said, to a drag queen, to gay people, is actually maybe making her think a bit more about things that she'd never considered.
It's touching. She doesn't like people hugging, does she? Or any physical contact.
And that's why you've got to feel sorry for her. Because, I mean, what kind of life are you living in? You've got them big boobs and they're just going so much waste.
Do you know, someone posted a picture of what she looked like when she was in her 20s.
Not bad.
She looked like Helena Bonham Carter.
No way.
Religious.
Well, that's a required taste, darling.
Not for everyone. but still, strikingly.
So, do you know what it is? I've watched Big Brother, obviously, for so many years, written about it for so many years. So when a character comes along like Anne, it's really interesting to watch and write about.
Because it's so unusual.
Yes, because people are so quick to go, oh, yeah, I totally agree with this. Not that I'm saying I agree with any of her views, but she just is really adamant that she's sticking to her belief system. And I just think, keep her in there for 3 months. She'll come out Shirley Bassey. She'll be Shirley Bassey when she comes out that
house.
It's true.
And who have you really not liked in there? Is there anyone where you thought, I cannot watch this?
Oh, no one. This year has been one of my favourite for a very long time. It's all peace and love, man.
Me too.
It's peace and love.
But
love and light.
It's about the characters they've chosen and obviously the edit that they show. There's no one in there that I don't like. At first, with Malika, I was a bit like, oh, just because...
The Kardashians.
Yeah. But then I fell in love with her. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's actually quite fierce, wasn't she?
She does talk like that, very slow.
I know.
And really does do that.
Yeah, you do that so good.
Well, oh, I really like your dress.
But
they do that. But if she spoke fast, I wouldn't have been able to understand her.
But how about Jess? Because a lot of people are saying... Is she being real? Is she authentic?
Well, now, damn, don't get me started on Lil Jess.
No, let's get you started on Jess.
Okay, this is like impersonation.
Well, Jess did try and man-teef, as we like to say in Camden.
What does that mean?
Take my man.
Oh,
no.
Oh, man-teef.
Yeah,
okay.
Did she? Yes. And so I said
Who was this man?
We can't name him,
obviously.
No, because I don't want him to just start on me again, because he started on me publicly.
Right.
It wasn't nice. But he wasn't. I mean, he was everyone's man. Let's
Is he
be
well
honest.
Known?
Yes.
What's he do for a living?
Oh, listen, you little
Does he play with a ball?
Yeah, his own, because I left his ass.
Good girl.
No, anyway, cut a long story short, I found messages in his phone from her. Not that I was looking, they just popped up on the screen. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, God, he's online.
I love that.
Hi.
Yes. Hi there.
And I was like, oh, she obviously doesn't know. And he went, no, she does know. She does know. I said, so why is she doing that? Look at you lot.
Just doing something
crazy on my life.
Yeah.
So I wanted to dislike her. But actually, she just seems all right. But there's been a lot of speculation that she's acting and you know, she's not really...
You don't want her to win.
I feel like...
No.
That was a big no.
It's basically between Shane and Anne to win, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I've got a feeling Anne's going to do it, though. I know everyone's saying Shane because of the Courtney Shane thing, and he's been very kind of outspoken about gay rights, which I think is fantastic. But I think there's... Something, you know, Big Brother does.
Yeah, the twists and turns.
They've had a few crazy winners over.
I mean,
the
what
years.
Was the one that smelly actor that never washed and he won it? What was his name?
The American
Pete
guy.
From no, I'm only joking.
Oh, Pete.
I'm only joking.
No, what's his
no,
name?
The Hollywood star.
The Hollywood guy.
I can't think of his name.
He had a wonky eye.
Oh, the older guy.
Yeah.
And he won it. And the stories afterwards, they were like,
awful.
Lizzie, he was awfully.
Yeah.
I won't even.
Dirty
tell you
fingers,
what he did.
Picking his nose, picking his fingers in food.
Yeah. Smell of.
Funny enough, talking about other series of Big Brother, your I don't know if you can call them friends. Grace and Mikey have been on the TV.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I haven't heard of them
they
in
were
yonks.
They're on Loose Women.
Has anyone got any Alka-Seltzer or other sickening tablets?
Why were they on Loose Women?
Because they were saying like, oh, it's amazing how you've lasted all these years.
As a couple?
Yeah. And they've had three
kids or
something.
I can't even remember. Oh, wow.
Well, not impressed, Ashley.
The last time she was in the press, she was saying, Ashley, has she found a man to buy her any Louboutins yet? So, all I'm saying is...
I don't like her. She's nasty to you.
Yeah.
I do not like
Thank
her.
Thank you, Lizzie.
I'm loyal.
I'm just saying my property portfolio is bigger than her.
Who else
knows.
Were you in?
So how about that, bitch?
Aisling, who else were you in? Because yours was one of the funniest shows. You had Nikki Graham.
Yes.
Pete.
Love Pete.
Love Pete.
Glyn.
Oh,
I'm going to boil an egg.
Oh,
something
yeah,
like that.
Skinny Piggins.
Yeah, he's going now, yeah.
He was so skinny.
Told you, Big Brother House does it to you.
It does it to you in the CBB house. What? Oh, who else were you with?
Imogen, I said Imogen.
Oh, yeah. Are you still, you're friends
with
Imogen?
It was a
Imogen?
big year that year.
It was a year. And then obviously
who
I went back
to the
village.
Who's the guy that Imogen? Imogen was with someone on that.
I bet she was.
I won't get it. Was it Ryan Giggs?
Oh, yeah, he was. What? Bad connection.
Oh, anyway. Listen, that was a good show. That was one of the best. Because sometimes I feel they aren't... We can't ever beat that show, you know. They are a bit dull at times.
Mm.
But I have enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
But I do like a bit of a round sometimes just to watch.
It's been gentle, though.
It's been
year.
A very gentle
it's
one.
But it's good, right? I feel like it's been quite good. It makes a change from this, like, intense Stephanie Davis bloody shouting at everyone.
No, you see,
I
couldn't bear the Stephanie Davis one. That wasn't good. Hi, guys. Sorry, we're doing a few little... So, actually, now, Love Life, quickly.
Yes.
Come on. Is it good?
Please.
What can you say?
Non-existent. Oh, seriously.
It's Valentine's coming up.
I know. What am I going to do? I seriously need some male attention. I
can't believe you. Do you think men are threatened
scared.
By you?
Yes.
Bored. You are beautiful.
Bored of that story. No, I'm just mental.
You've got a beautiful pair of eyes. All right, I'm going to have to sort you out, my darling.
What kind of man do you like?
Anything that breathes.
Two arms, two legs.
Yeah, I do usually like the athletic type. I'm trying not to, but I just can't help myself. I like a big, strong man.
Yeah.
If you look at my track record.
Yeah, that's true,
but
actually.
But in what sense? Like a big, strong, beefy man, or like protective, or
all of the above?
Hairy,
yeah.
Like a bear? No.
As long as their bum's not hairy, I don't know. Bums are gross, that's gross.
Maybe you've got to change the type. Sort of see, I was told to change my type. I'm going for the wrong type.
Oh, I've been told that so many times.
But it's very difficult.
I think you probably both go for quite similar men.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think Lizzie goes for intelligent men. I don't.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
All of my
I don't think that's
true. That's definitely not true. My mum would wish I did, but no, okay. I don't. I don't want intelligence.
My doctor's, my dad.
Your dad's your doctor?
Yeah. My dad said to me, "Why don't you go out with a doctor, babe?" Like, he really wants me to go out with a doctor.
But you've got enough money for your
own.
Can
I say, I think we had a mutual acquaintance, but I'll tell you in the bar.
Oh.
Yes, we did. But, yeah. So, Aisling, we need to find you a good man. It's Valentine's coming up next week.
Yes.
Is it next week?
Maybe we should become lesbians again together.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. I've got a D appointment, obviously. Everyone's got a D appointment. You know what that is, right?
Do you know what that is, Lizzie?
I don't actually.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Oh, I do.
You know the D?
Am I allowed to say that word?
Yeah, of course you
can. Whatever you
I've
like.
Got a dentist appointment. No, I've got a dick appointment, obviously.
That's a casual friend.
Yeah. Where is this conversation going?
Straight to the bedroom, honey. Oh. You coming?
Woo, baby.
Are you going?
Well, I might have to. No, I've got an eye, an intelligent date.
No, that was the
no,
word.
I haven't. Sorry. Can I tell you? I will tell you after the show. But yes. No, listen. It's Valentine's. Do you feel the pressure though?
Do you know what? I've always been all right with just being single. Like, I'm really fine. But now I find since I've turned over 30, way over 30, my sex drive's just through the roof. Right?
Is it?
It gets as you get older.
That can't be true.
It does.
I'm walking around pulsating, like, where's my man?
You need to meet my friend who owns Anne Summers, Jackie Gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to a sex toy party after this tonight.
Let's go. Get your coat. We're going.
Actually, legit, we're going to
Darling, I have to get some sleep sometime this week.
I mean, you top ratings to you,
please.
Darling. You look fantastic.
I was having a row.
On Good Morning Britain at 7 o'clock.
The taxi guy came early at 4 instead of playing.
Did you
I had an hour's sleep. He lost me.
Did you have to deal with Piers at
that
time?
Well, no, Well, there was a bang at the door and I thought, it can't be him.
Who,
and
Piers
I ran
Morgan?
Down. No.
He came directly to pick her up.
And it was my conservatory door, so I ran down, had no clothes on. There's a guy standing there, and I went, "Hi!" I thought, "Oh no!"
You thought it was your D appointment.
Oh.
The D appointment. No, it wasn't my D. I hope not. Jesus. Anyway, no. So that was my morning.
Oh, and how was Piers? I like Piers. I've been on with him before. He was nice to me.
I know. No, I get on very well.
I
with
like
Piers.
Him, yeah.
But I had Ben Shepherd, who's an old buddy, so it was easy.
So then that's easy.
It was an easy one today, though. It got a bit feisty.
What was talking about, honey?
Grid girls, what do you think?
Yeah, I've heard about this. I think it's a real shame. I was a grid girl myself.
Were you?
Yeah.
See?
And, you know, like, of course, you know, we look sexy, but so what? Like, that was what I wanted to do. That's how I wanted to feel, and that's how I made my money.
And also, I think maybe the argument is, and I actually agree with both of you, but maybe the argument is there are some people that feel pressured into doing that.
Oh, no.
No,
they wouldn't. No, they'd go and work in McDonald's or something.
Well, you're given the brief, aren't you? You're given the brief of the job and what to wear. If you don't like it, don't do it.
Okay. Yeah, you don't feel pressured into it.
No.
No, nobody kidnaps you and says, right, you get your hot pants get your boobs in a bra and get on the grid. Nah.
But so did you actually enjoyed it when you did it?
I loved it, yeah.
I loved it.
I just had my boobs done, just had my teeth done, and I was there.
They parked the car.
tits and teeth. Yeah, I loved it.
But there are, there are some people who say
gone.
That...
I have gone, officially.
Wait,
I have not
wait,
enough sleep
wait,
for this.
Wait,
sorry.
Go on.
People think that objectifying women in that way is wrong.
Oh,
you disagree.
No,
you disagree.
But they have grid boys, okay?
I mean, Austria. I would like to see some grid boys.
Yeah, you would. But what's wrong with looking at or having a look at someone that's attractive? That's what makes a world go round.
Of course.
Sex sells.
Yeah. I think it's a lie if we say that attraction doesn't exist, because of course it does. And some men are attracted to that. Other men are attracted to a studious type with small boobs. And, you know, well, no, she's got massive boobs. But you know what I'm saying? So it's par for the course. Like, there's different strokes for different folks, and that was the life that I chose.
And if it suits you and you enjoy it, do it. If you don't, keep away from it.
Yeah,
that's your
it's
choice.
Not like you're walking around with a vag out.
No, that is.
Did you agree with me today?
I did agree with you today.
Wow, that's a first.
Which doesn't happen very often, but
it doesn't.
I did. I think feminism is ultimately about treating people equally.
But I think we're losing a bit of that chemistry. I think it's lovely to have a bit of fun and banter. And we're now, like, the fun police have come in and we're like, no, don't.
Well, this is what you said on Good Morning Britain.
Anyone that's remotely glamorous or attractive, no. And it feels a bit sad.
I mean, I was never... done anything out of force. Nobody forced me to do anything in my glamour days. I actually sought it out and wanted to do that and wanted to be that. I think maybe, you know, if there's no money behind it and you're not earning a living, I think that's quite strange.
Mm.
So if girls are just doing it for free, then they are sort of becoming an object.
Because but if you're earning money from it,
But they're earning and good money.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
darling. We could go on
and on.
But listen,
actually, you've got to come in for a whole show.
Oh, I'd love to.
Because you are...
I mean, darling, I should be here for the whole show.
You should be here for the whole show.
I think we could do that. I think that would make a good podcast, actually, if we did a whole hour-long interview with Aisling. I like that idea.
I think... Because there's so many things I want to ask her. Yeah. It's like time's ticking.
Time is ticking. I've got a sex party to go to. So, sex toy party.
I'm going to one too, darling. Mine's better than yours.
Okay, darling. Well, you go and enjoy yourself. Aisling, thank you very much
for
coming
Aisling.
In.
I always love coming on.
No, it's been...
We love you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm always your supporter. You know
and
that.
I am yours. Thank you so much.
And a bit of a loving in FUBA.
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it?
Have a lovely night at your sex party. I'll be thinking of you.
I will. So you're not here next week, are you?
I am not here next week. I am afraid.
It'll be
you
me
are
alone.
On your own. Be
That'll
good.
Be fine. We'll work it
and,
out.
And don't be naughty without me.
Would I ever?
And happy Valentine's because I...
Wait, No. It's only the first today.
Oh, sorry.
Chill out. We've got 2 weeks yet.
Darling, I'm getting overexcited. I'm getting overexcited.
Let's play a bit of Genesis for my mum.
Oh, yes. Yeah, love
your
mum.
Let's do a bit of that. Thanks, mum. See you later.
Bye.